The House of Wisdom. Text by Carmel Riley. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Introduction. Modern science began about 600 years ago, when a number of important discoveries were made in the areas of mathematics and astronomy. In the 1400s and 1500s, great scientific thinkers such as Copernicus and Galileo changed the way that people looked at the world. They challenged the idea that the Earth was at the center of the universe. Then, over the next few hundred years, other scientists started to make other breakthroughs, which led to the beginnings of industry, technology, and modern medicine. However, many of these breakthroughs had their beginnings much earlier. For thousands of years, people had been observing the world around them and testing out mathematical and scientific ideas. In ancient times, the Egyptians, Romans, and Greeks had all made important advances in science. During the Middle Ages, many important advances in science were made in the Islamic world. Chapter 2. The House of Wisdom. In the 600s AD, the religion and culture of Islam began to grow in the Middle East. Within 200 years, the Islamic Empire had spread from its capital in Baghdad to Turkey, North Africa, and Spain. In the early 800s AD, the Islamic Empire was ruled by a caliph called Al-Ma'mun. Al-Ma'mun believed that culture and learning were important. He understood that cultures needed to build on discoveries from the past so that they could grow. He also thought it was important to create places where people could work, study, and pass on knowledge. Because of this, Al-Ma'mun decided to build a large library and place of learning in Baghdad. He called this place the House of Wisdom. Chapter 3. Al-Khwarizmi. One of the most famous scholars at the House of Wisdom was a man called Al-Khwarizmi, who was a mathematician and astronomer. Al-Khwarizmi spent much of his time at the House of Wisdom studying and translating Greek scientific books into Arabic. He was famous for introducing the number system we use today to the world. Numbers. The number system of 0, 1, 2, 3, etc. originally came from India. When Al-Khwarizmi first saw it, he realized that it was much easier than using other systems, such as Roman numbers. He also took the Indian idea of using 0 as a place-holding number and counting in units of 10. He then introduced this system to the Islamic world, and over time, it was passed on to the rest of the world. Algebra. Al-Khwarizmi is known as the father of algebra. Algebra is a mathematical system that uses letters and other symbols to represent numbers in order to solve mathematical problems. The name algebra comes from an Arabic word, al-ghabr, which makes up part of the title of a book Al-Khwarizmi wrote on this kind of mathematics based on ancient Greek ideas. 1,000 years later, Sir Isaac Newton used Al-Khwarizmi's algebra to develop the basis of calculus. Calculus is a special way of understanding practical problems by using algebra. And Newton was able to use this to work out the rules of gravity. Later, scientists in the 20th century went on to use Newton's calculus to work out other things, such as how to launch rockets into space. Chapter 4. Al-Kindi. Al-Kindi was another important scholar in the early years of the House of Wisdom. He was a philosopher, scientist, mathematician, and medical doctor, and he wrote more than 200 books on these subjects. As a doctor, Al-Kindi discovered how to give the right doses of medicine to people when they were ill. His work in chemistry also led him to understand a lot about metals and their properties. Chapter 5. The Banu Musa Brothers. The three Banu Musa brothers were also important at the House of Wisdom. They developed many new mathematical ideas that were eventually passed on to the rest of the world. These include using numbers rather than explanations to show areas and angles. This is called geometry. The Banu Musa brothers also made many discoveries in astronomy, including working out that it took 365.6 days for the Earth to travel around the Sun. Chapter 6. A Practical Place. The work that was done at the House of Wisdom was always seen as being practical and useful. Medicine. Many of the discoveries made at the House of Wisdom were to do with medicine. A well-known scholar, Hussein ibn Sina, translated many medical books from Greek. He was also famous for his study of the eye. He wrote books that included detailed drawings of the eye, as well as other books on the human body. These books were used for centuries in both Islamic and European universities to teach medical students. Engineering. Using the mathematics developed at the House of Wisdom, Islamic engineers were able to design and build many things. They made the perfect water wheel and constructed underground water channels that could supply water over long distances. Agriculture. Many Islamic scholars studied soils, weather, and water. They were then able to advise farmers on which types of crops would grow best in certain places. This was important as the Islamic Empire was growing, and so was its need for good, reliable sources of food for all of its people. Chapter 7. The End of the House of Wisdom. The House of Wisdom remained one of the centers of Islamic learning for hundreds of years. However, it was completely destroyed when Baghdad was invaded by the Mongols in 1230 AD. Although many of its treasures were lost forever, a lot of the work done there had already been translated into other languages. Copies of these books were taken to other countries, where they continued to be used. Because of this, much of the knowledge from that time survived, and this eventually led to later scientific breakthroughs that changed the world.